You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and I am really pleased to be joined with Mike Schuler, who serves as Director of Marketing and Communications with the Baptist Foundation of Oklahoma. Howdy, Mike.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you. We are very excited to talk about the Mustard Seed app. And for those who are not familiar with the Mustard Seed app, I thought you could give us a quick overview. What is it? What does it do? And what is it designed to do?
All excellent questions. All right. So let me put this as quickly and easily as I can. This is my 15-second elevator pitch. Basically, the Mustard Seed app is a way to take that spare change jar that everybody has sitting somewhere in their house and take that, instead of letting that change sit there and collect dust, take it and give it to a ministry or your church that you care about supporting. But what Mustard Seed does is, rather than make you physically pick up that change jar and carry it and dump it in an offering plate or somehow deliver it to a ministry you're supporting, it does everything electronically for you. So when you go out and you buy a $3.50 latte at Starbucks, Mustard Seed is going to remember that you spent $3.50, and it's going to round it up, that purchase, to the nearest dollar, $4, and it's going to take that 50 cents, and it's going to donate it to the ministry or church that you have selected in the app. And so basically that's what it does. Mustard Seed just kind of keeps an eye as you make daily purchases throughout your life, and it rounds all those purchases up to the nearest dollar, taking essentially all that spare change from those purchases, and then it donates it to whoever you want to give to.
I think it's an awesome concept, and the first time I heard it, it blew my mind to think of how that could multiply. How do people find out more about it, and how does it work? I know we have our smartphones and devices on us all the time. Talk about the how of it.
Absolutely. Okay, so the quick way, easiest way to find out about it is to go to mustardseedapp.org. That's just our kind of landing page website, give you all the basic information about how it works. In terms of interfacing with the app, you really have two ways to do that. You can do it online, just on your laptop or desktop computer, again, at mustardseedapp.org, or you can download the app on through iTunes on the App Store. And right now, it's only available in app form for Apple devices, okay? But we are for iOS devices, should I say. But we are rolling out the Android app, hopefully within the next month or two, because we want to include, obviously, Android folks as well. We had to start somewhere. We started with the iOS app. And however, Android users at the moment can still go ahead and use the app. What they would just do is they would, on their browser, let's say on Chrome, on their browser, on their phone, they would just go to mustardseedapp.org, through the browser on their phone, and they can still interface with it that way.
Well, when I went on, I was amazed to see the Southern Baptist Ministries linked up with this already and that churches could do it. Talk about the name or the idea behind it of, you know, expanding generosity and using technology and even the name. Talk about that a little bit.
No, absolutely. So we created Mustard Seed because we want to connect with the next generation of givers within the Southern Baptist Convention. We're thinking not exclusively millennials, but we're thinking let's start with millennials and younger. And we know their giving habits are changing. They're interested in giving online. They don't only want to give, let's say, exclusively when that offering plate is passed around at church. That's still a very valid way to give, obviously, but they're interested in other opportunities. That was kind of our target audience when we envisioned the app. And then in terms of a name, the whole idea of the mustard seed, you know that wonderful verse where Jesus is talking with his disciples and he talks about, you know, the faith the size of a mustard seed, a tiny, tiny seed. With that faith that small, you can move mountains. So same kind of concept with mustard seed. We're taking very small amounts of money, spare change, 2 cents here, 25 cents here, maybe 60 cents here. And by itself, you can't do a whole lot with spare change like that. But when you add up all your own change, and when you add that change to the spare change of dozens or hundreds or thousands of other people, all giving to a particular cause, that results in a significant amount of funds that ministry or that church can use to spread the gospel or whatever sort of ministry they're engaged in, they can use that for that purpose. So that's where the whole idea of mustard seed comes from, is something tiny, in whether it's a literal mustard seed or in this case the app, small amounts of spare change can actually do more than you think.
I think that's awesome. And you know, you think about someone's home church being blessed by this, or Falls Creek, or one of the many other ministries, one of the seminaries. It's just awesome to step back and think what God could do through something like this. Mike, you all unveiled this at the BGCO annual meeting last fall. And have you seen any responses or anecdotal cases of someone that's begun to use it and maybe had any feedback on it so far that you could share with our listeners?
So some of the biggest feedback we've gotten is not just it's been interesting, not just from the users themselves, people who are giving money through it, but I think the idea of mustard seed has really resonated with the beneficiaries, the ministries themselves who will be receiving money. We get calls or emails almost on a daily basis from new churches or from new ministries who want to be added to the app. Right now, there are roughly 3,300 ministries listed as beneficiaries on Mustard Seed, who you can give your roundups, your spare change to. We've got every Baptist church in Oklahoma. We've got obviously all the major Baptist institutions here in Oklahoma, whether it's the BGCO, and we actually split up the BGCO into Disaster Relief and Falls Creek and Baptist Collegiate Ministries. We've got, you know, all the major entities, Oklahoma Baptist Homes for Children, Baptist Village Communities, Oklahoma Baptist University, you name it. If it's in Oklahoma, it's on there. Yes. We've also added every Baptist church in Arkansas, because Arkansas has been a really key significant partner, as well as every major national Southern Baptist entity, IMB, NAM, all the seminaries, et cetera. In terms of individual users, what we hear a lot of is they are amazed just at the simple idea. They love the simple idea, the concept behind the app. And they love that once they get things set up, Mustard Seed does all the work for them. The whole idea was to make giving your spare change really easy. So sign-up process kind of works like this. You go to the app. You put in a little bit of information, you know, name, first and last, email address. Then you just walk through a short process where you connect two accounts. You tell Mustard Seed what account you want it to look at to calculate your roundups from. And then you tell Mustard Seed what account you want it to pay your roundups from. In other words, donate the money to whatever ministry you've picked. And once you do that, that's it. Every time you go shopping or go out to lunch or pump gas or get groceries, you don't have to pull out your phone. You don't have to do anything special. The app just does all the work for you in the background. You literally do not have to think about it unless you want to. And that's one of the key pieces of feedback we hear from our users, is they love how easy and simple it is once it's set up. They can go back in the app anytime and see how much they're giving, how much change they're rounding up to give to that ministry. But if they don't have time to fool with it, they don't need to. It just works in the background, and it's simple.
Something I liked is how customizable it was. You mentioned picking from where you'll give and to what you'll give, but also that you could set a limit or change that at any time. Let's say you and your spouse decided we want to give up to $50 every month, for example. You can customize all of that, and I love the user-friendliness of it. That's great. So people should go to mustardseedapp.org.
That's it.
Well, great. We'll want to do that. We've been talking to Mike Schuler, who serves as Marketing and Communications Director for the Baptist Foundation of Oklahoma. Mike, I thought we could take a moment and step back and let you tell us about your role with the foundation and anything else you'd want listeners to know about initiatives you all have or services about the foundation. Just take a moment and walk us through some of that.
Sure. I'd love to. So the foundation really exists quite simply, serve churches and serve ministries here in Oklahoma and then across the nation as well. And our simple goal is we want to help increase the funds, the revenue that churches and ministries have to do what they do. So that could be something as simple as we want to walk folks through creating an estate plan. And in the creation of that estate plan, we will encourage them to consider leaving a charitable gift to their church or to whatever ministry they support. So when they pass away, they are not only leaving something for the children, but they're leaving something for the kingdom that they want to take care of. That could be other services like church loans, things like that, where, you know, we have these amazing rates that we offer to churches to build buildings or do projects. And the cool thing is that all the interest that are collected from those loans, that's not something we keep at the foundation. We take all the interest and we give it back to other ministries here in the state. And so it's cool when you get a church loan with the foundation, you are supporting other ministries here in the state by doing that. Another thing we do is we work just with planned giving in general. So folks who, you know, put aside your estate for a second, put aside the fact that, you know, it's a little morbid to think about one day when I die, I want to leave a gift that hopefully for me, I'm 38, hopefully that's a little ways away, but maybe right now I'm interested in giving some gifts to ministries that I care about supporting. The foundation can help people do that in ways that really stretch the gift, make it grow, whether that's through something like an endowment, or we can help minimize tax burdens associated with that gift. But really, that's what we're about. We're about funneling Southern Baptist, Oklahoma Baptist gifts to ministry, and we just want to be here to help people do that.
I love the heart with which y'all do it, and the expertise, just second to none. Mike, tell us about your background. You're new to Oklahoma. I thought you could tell us about what God's done in your life and all that.
Sure. So, you know, in answer to your previous question, I forgot to mention. So my role at the foundation specifically, I'm marketing communications director. My job really simply is to get the word out about the foundation, share with our churches how we can help, share with individuals how we can help them give. In terms of my background, so the Lord blessed me. I had served with the International Mission Board on staff in Richmond, Virginia for 10 years, was part of their communications team. I got to travel all over the world and write and tell stories about the work that Southern Baptist missionaries were doing, and it was amazing. And then about a year ago, the Lord transitioned us, opened up an opportunity here in Oklahoma, and quite unexpected, Oklahoma. I'm an East Coast guy. I'm from Georgia. Spend most of my years growing up there, and Oklahoma was not on my radar, admittedly. But the Lord just really kind of surprised me with this really cool opportunity, and through a very short set of circumstances, it made it really clear this is where I was supposed to come, brought me here. And so I've just recently crossed the one-year mark. So I've been told that I could maybe now consider myself an official Okie, that I've been through at least one full tornado season. I don't know if that's true, but, you know, like back in Georgia, back in Virginia, tornadoes were not something we dealt with frequently. So that's something new I'm, you know, figuring out.
Hey, here in the month of May, we'll count it. You're official. And you got a great wife and kids, and I know you've placed membership at Quail Springs Baptist, and we're just so glad the Lord has brought you here. We've been talking to Mike Schuler, who is Director of Marketing and Communications with the Baptist Foundation of Oklahoma. Mike, thanks for telling us about Mustard Seed App. Once again, give us the website and encourage us once more.
No problem. It's mustardseedapp.org, and quite simply, if you want a simple way to give some spare change, extra giving. This is above and beyond your tithe. Extra way to support ministry. It's easy and fun, quite honestly. Mustard Seed is the way to do it.
Awesome. Thanks again, Mike, for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.